communicate just that much.
Do you still do that every fourth Sunday or before?
I don't right now. I mean, I'm getting a little older. And I don't do it every fourth Sunday, but I'm looking forward, like, for Thanksgiving.
Do you have all your family to your house for Thanksgiving, or do you go?
Yes, for Thanksgiving at my house.
You do all the
now, cooking? I'd like for them to remember that.
Do you do all the cooking for Thanksgiving?
I don't do all the cooking. My daughters help me.
Tell me about your cooking.
Yeah, I need to know about that.
We need to know about food. We need to know about food. What are the specials?
What's your best
now
dish?
For Thanksgiving? It'll be turkey, ham.
What's your favorite? What's your specialty? What they look forward to you cooking?
Oh, they look forward to me baking the cakes, the pies.
I bake
potato pies, lemon pies. I bake pound cakes. I bake German chocolate, and I bake. At Thanksgiving they want a red velvet.
Really?
At Thanksgiving. But that's what they look forward to me having the desserts.
I see.
So you make a good red velvet cake?
Hmm.
You make a good red velvet cake?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Some people don't make good red velvet cakes.
No, I know, cause they be black. I don't like the black kind.
You're like,
I like the red kind.
Yeah, it's red velvet.
Right. And in the store, they be dark. Mm-hmm. If you buy them, they are dark. They are not red.
I see.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's one of the things I know they would never forget.
Who cooks the dressing? Oh. Have you ever put shrimp in your dressing?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Okay. That's
something. I don't put shrimp
in it. What do you put in it?
Sage, eggs, broth, chicken broth, real chicken broth, not bought chicken broth, real chicken broth.
Wow.
Cornbread. Sometimes I mix a little with it, with the cornbread. I mix a little I have put, well, see, I'm a creator. And I don't know who I'm doing about it, but I put like a few croutons in it.
Oh, okay. What kind of sauce do you what kind of meat do you use in yours?
Meat?
Do you use meat in yours?
Mm-mm.
No meat?
No meat in the dressing.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. I grew up with sausage and always.
But I just use the real broth from the chicken.
Mm-hmm. Not broth from the turkey.
I save my broth. I freeze it. Like this month coming up, I'll start freezing the broth. Because I bake chicken every week.
Really?
Okay.
Chicken is one of my favorite.
Yeah, that's how it is with my husband.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's what I do. I save the broth. I freeze the broth, and I have that type of broth.
Mm-hmm.
So I just put eggs, sage, black pepper.
I might have to try this. We've been kind of talking about working up a little food swap.
Yeah.
Because Deacon, you know, he is telling me about this potato pie he's been trying to make, like,
his... Yeah.
Swap for the red velvet cake, yeah. I think.
But see, his thing, though, is he says the reason he thinks he can't quite make it, get it to taste like the way his mama used to make, is because food doesn't taste like it used to be.
It doesn't.
Now, why?
Don't seem like the potatoes are like they once were. Because you can make a cobbler pie, and you used to have the juice. Oh, the juice just... But now it's hard to get the juice. Look like the potatoes goes into a...